From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. The wildfires racing through Southern California have now claimed at least 11 lives and destroyed hundreds of homes. Residents are fleeing from homes as far north as Burbank and as far south as San Diego. And these fires have also forced air traffic controllers to evacuate a key traffic control center, and that has now disrupted flights as far away as Canada. NPR's Scott Horsley is in San Diego at the studios of KPBS, and he begins our coverage tonight. Scott, what have you seen today?
Steve, the fires in San Diego, there are two major ones. One is burning in the far north of the county, and another sort of in north-central San Diego, and they are really fast-moving, devastating fires. Together, they've burned about 100,000 acres, destroyed more than 130 homes. We know of at least 10 deaths here in San Diego County. Some of those people died in their homes, some in their cars as they were fleeing. We don't even know all the details of the deaths because the medical examiner was forced to flee his office, and there's a chance that the county's emergency evacuation center or emergency operations center may have to be evacuated as well.
Now, you mentioned a figure of 10 deaths. That's in the San Diego area. We mentioned 11 because this is such a sweeping occurrence, goes all the way up to Los Angeles and the Burbank area. And we should mention, Scott, I guess the fires that you're seeing in San Diego are a different set of fires than the ones that we've seen in Los Angeles County, even though they're caused in the same conditions.
That's right. These are those devastating Santa Ana winds that often happen this time of year. These are the hot, dry winds that Raymond Chandler wrote about that come through the mountain passes and make your nerves jump and your skin itch, as he said. And there's a lot of folks with jumpy nerves in San Diego because this fire has burned really right up into some of the suburban neighborhoods of San Diego, and it's really threatening hundreds more homes.
And I gather that because of the high winds, the fires haven't been stopping at any natural fire breaks. They're jumping over even interstate highways.
That's right. We had a fire, one area of the fire in San Diego that jumped a 10-lane interstate freeway, so it's moving very fast. It's been very difficult to stop, and that wind has also spread ash hundreds of miles out over the Pacific Ocean. Like so many people in San Diego this morning, I woke up this morning to find my yard covered in this layer of ash, which wasn't even finely completely combusted ash. It was sort of a coarse ash that the wind had just picked up and hurled for many, many, many miles. The smoke from this fire is blanketing the area. I was trying to read my Sunday paper earlier today and had to turn on a light to see through the sort of twilight gloom that's enveloping most of San Diego County today.
Wow. And Scott, just very briefly, are firefighters making any progress here at all?
Not yet. These fires are still out of control in San Diego County, and we're told that the Santa Ana winds that both dry the tinder that allows the fires to burn and also whips the fire along, those winds are expected to continue for about 24 more hours.
NPR's Scott Horsley is in San Diego. Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
We want to go next to Los Angeles County, where more fires are being fought. Captain Mark Savage is with the L.A. County Fire Department and joins us now in Claremont, California. Captain, can you describe what your firefighters have been doing today?
We had an enormous firestorm last night moving to the city of Claremont in the foothills, and where our firefighters were forced to make stands at many homes. And unfortunately, with Mother Nature having a fierce wind behind the fire, it was extremely difficult. And we saved many homes, but unfortunately, we also lost some homes as well. And we're still doing our assessments, but we believe we've lost about 64 homes.
64 homes just in your immediate area where you are?
Yeah, just within about a 10-square-mile area of the foothills of the city of Claremont. It was just extremely tough fire conditions. We have firefighters up there trying to defend the structures, but there were just some areas it was just not safe to send some firefighters. A single-lane road up into a windy canyon where we ended up losing 46 of 49 homes in that canyon, virtually a firestorm, and if we would have had firefighters try to defend some of those homes, that would have been much too dangerous.
This is mountainous area, very dry, very scrubby?
All of the fuel here in Southern California at this point in time with the Santa Ana conditions, the very high temperatures, low humidities, the fuel is just ready to burn. Basically, we're in the foothills where the communities in the valley floor, and then you have all the homes that are up in some of these canyons. The fire is coming down the canyons for the most part and leaping with the wind and going from canyon to canyon, community into community. If we had a fire engine in every driveway of every home, it would not have made a difference just on the amount of fire and the winds, and you just can't defend some of that.
Okay. Mark Savage is a captain with the Los Angeles County Fire Department. He's in Claremont, California. Captain, thanks and good luck.
You're welcome. Thank you.